expenses. Yes. We're going to start with the Free State and...
then we bring the report. Yes, sir, that's it.
Yes, I think we start with the Free State.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Is there any still in the meeting?
Sure.
Yes, sir, President.
We'd like to bring them here in the meeting.
Oh, wonderful. How are you, MC?
Well, how are you, sir?
I saw that you were quelling tensions in Rupert de Mangaou.
Yeah, thank you for the support.
Well, can you observe that situation was not a good situation? But we are happy that you come water and everything is okay now.
Thank you,
recording in progress.
Yes. Let's start with our meeting. I want to take this opportunity to heartily welcome all of you in this important meeting on a Friday, and we want to really apologize. Parliament at this time of the year is at a point where we do appropriations. We consider the budget bonds of different departments to be quite hectic and very much flexible in terms of what is done. 5 minutes just before the meeting at 2 o'clock, we were informed by the office of the chief whip that they are changing and because that Parliament was to continue beyond the stipulated time. We do that. We resume that 2 o'clock and very late before this meeting, and that is why we decided to reschedule this meeting for 5 o'clock. Because it is an important meeting that carries important items that needs to be considered by the committee. There are two specific items. The first item relates to the intervention in the Mesimaholi local municipality, and the second one relates to the adoption of the report by the committee itself. As the committee is aware, the budget vote for both human settlements as well as for water and sanitation is scheduled on Friday, the 4th. Where there will be a debate in the House. That is why it is important that we must look at our report as engage and discuss last Friday with a view of adopting it, in that sense, raising ourselves for the meeting on Friday. With that, I propose that we are going to we start with the presentation. The retabling of the intervention by the provincial government of the Free State, and then so that after that we were able to release the MEC, the HOD, and all other departmental officials in the meeting. Once we are done, we will then consider the report of the committee. I don't have any apologies, but I can see that about 2 or 3 members of the committee have not locked in. Let's hope that they will lock in due course of the meeting. I think we are okay. We satisfy the requirements of the meeting. We have about 9 members. We form an agenda which enables us to proceed with the meeting. Starting with the first item on the agenda, as you can see, it is a retabling of the notice of intervention in the Mesimaholi local municipality. Just as a way of a background, I will not go into those details. The report is before you. Sometimes in 2019, the provincial government of the Free State invoked Section 1391B to Mesimaholi. As we all know, invoking Section 1391B of the Constitution to a municipality. It means that this municipality is unable to fulfill its executive obligations under the Constitution. There could well be one or two or three or four issues which are quite problematic, and those issues impede the municipality from fulfilling its executive obligations. On those basis, the department involved this particular measure. I may hasten to add that these measures that are unleashed to the municipality is not for the first time. The municipality around 2017 or so, it was dissolved, and a new municipal council had to be established with the by-election proclaimed by the provincial government of the Free State, facilitated by the IEC. And this is a council that is along those particular lines. There was a bit of discussion and issues. I call them issues between ourselves, me acting on behalf of the committee and the provincial government of the Free State, represented by the MEC as well as the former deputy minister of COCTA. Because in our view, in terms of the deadlines and the defined parameters and time frames stipulated by the law, in our view, the submission to Parliament was quite problematic. I don't want to go to those particular details. It's a history. We had a discussion about what needs to happen, and ultimately we were of the view that because there were some procedural issues about the tabling of this, that the provincial government of the Free State should restart the process, retable the submission properly to the committee, so that the committee must look at it and ultimately decide whether it approves or disapproves the intervention. This is how I recollect all those particular discussions. But the department is here, they will deal with the presentation, and based on that presentation, we will then discuss and engage them and find a way of moving forward the process. As I said, MEC, you are heartily welcome, Honorable MEC, together with your team of officials to this important meeting. Let's engage. Feel free to raise issues with us. You know, we all, the material times, engage with you, look at issues with a view of ensuring that we move accordingly together in that respect. Over to you. Can I invite you to have some work with us? And in the process, you will guide us on how you want to on how you want to proceed. My view is that given the nature of the issue itself, it mustn't be a long presentation, so that we are afforded more time to engage with you, to ask questions, and ultimately decide on the proper course of action. Without further ado, over to you, Honorable MEC.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thanks for the opportunity. Greetings to all honorable members and my HOD and the staff. I forthrightly wish to apologize. My voice would not come out clear. I have the flu. I was asleep, but I must join this committee. It's important when I'm called to respond promptly. So if my voice is not really that audible enough, I will apologize, but I'll try to be as slow so that I'm very clear. It would not take long. I think the first page, the layout of the presentation, if you can pass it, you go to the next page. On the introduction and background there, thank you. Let me take this opportunity to welcome the opportunity and invitation to brief the Select Committee on the constitutional, procedural, and substantive matters relating to the retabling of the notice of intervention in terms of Section 139, subsection AB of the Constitution of Affairs of Letsimaholo Local Municipality. Honorable Chairperson, members, Section 160 of the Constitution of the Republic enjoins that, amongst other things, a municipal council makes a decision concerning the exercise of all the powers and the performance of all the functions of the municipality, and deal of that they may employ personnel that are necessary for the effective performance of its function. Section 5.6 of the Municipal Systems Act expands the above point by addressing the appointment of managers directly accountable to the municipal manager. The Letsimaholo Council, since election in 2017, has not appointed such manager. To make matters worse, the municipal manager was placed on suspension since the 3rd of July 2018. The municipality has operated for some time with middle managers acting as Section 56 managers and even acting as municipal managers and accounting officers. The municipality policy on active appointment bars the appointment of anyone appointed below the level of senior manager to act as a municipal manager. Clearly, the practice in Letsimaholo was in contravention of the Constitution and at least two important pieces of the legislation, the System Act and the Municipal Finance Management Act, including municipal own police on acting appointments. In trying to resolve the impasse, Chairperson, we seconded an official to support the municipality through Section 154, and subsequently he was then appointed by the municipality as the acting municipal manager. However, his work was made very difficult by some officials who wanted the abnormal practice of appointing people against the municipal own policy to continue, even going to court, supported by some councillors in the municipal government. A council meeting on the 9th of December 2019, which was going to consider entirely a report on filling the vacant position of senior managers, was disrupted, and the contract of the official seconded to and subsequently appointed as the acting municipal manager came to an end on the 17th February 2020. The executive council invoked Section 139(1)(b) of the Constitution in the affairs of Letsimaholo Local Municipality in a meeting, in its own meeting held on 11th February 2020. On the 20th February 2020, we went to the Letsimaholo Local Municipality to communicate officially the decision of the executive and the resolution of the EXCO towards the municipality. Communication with the MCOP, the Minister and the Free State Legislature was signed on the 25th February 2020 and dispatched to different stakeholders. The Select Committee is further requested to know that even the Section 139 was contested by some within the municipality and its administration. In that regard, we approached the Free State High Court to set aside the council, a broadcast council meeting that took place after we had communicated the executive resolutions to the municipal council. The High Court ruled in our favor and declared the municipality duly under administration at the end of August 2020. In October 2020, the Free State MCOP delegation invited us and the leadership of the municipality to come and make a presentation before them. The MCOP delegation was unanimously on the need for us to expedite the appointment of senior managers and to resolve the protracted legal matter between the municipality and its own municipal manager. Although the appointment of senior managers was one of the substantive matters on the intervention. In November 2020, the intervention team prepared a roadmap for the appointment of the senior managers for consideration by the municipal council. When the municipal council refused to cooperate on this matter, the intervention team approached the MEC in line with the terms of reference and particularly clause 8 of this appointment letter, which basically gives the executive representative the power to appoint senior managers in such instances. A report was submitted to EXCO on the 10th of November 2020, and EXCO inter alia confirmed the intervention in the affairs of the Mahlangeni Municipality in terms of Section 139, Subsection 1B of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, Act 108 of 1996 as amended. Mandates the EXCO representative to uplift the suspension of the municipal manager in line with the court's decision. And three, note that the recruitment and selection process for the appointment of senior managers has been kick-started. It is on the basis of the first resolution in the above-mentioned bullet that we are re-tabling the intervention before the select committee. The substantive measures, the following were raised as substantive matters at a time the municipality was initially placed under intervention on the 11th of February. Scheduling of council meeting, but eventually abandoned. Vacant position of senior managers from 31 December 2017 until 31 August 2018. Unless political interference, regression in audit outcome, regression in government oversight, deterioration in system of internal controls, high concern on financial viability, and areas of high concern and possible irregularities. In conclusion, Honorable Chair, I've tried to capture the brief as directed in your memorandum. We have demonstrated that the Municipal Council has failed in its constitutional obligation as outlined above, and also in giving effect to other relevant pieces of legislation. We have to state upfront that we had no option but to invoke Section 139(1)(b) of the Constitution, although there was a call from many quarters that we should have dissolved the Municipal Council in terms of Section 139(1)(b) of the Constitution. We hope we will not live to regret our decision not to dissolve the Municipal. Although I know that this is not the platform to report on the progress on the intervention, I would like to bring quickly the following items to the attention of the Civil Select Committee. Council meetings are now sitting as scheduled and disposing all matters before them. The filling of position of senior managers is at an advanced stage, with some of them beginning with their duties now in 1st June and others anticipating to start from the 1st of July. The suspension of the municipal manager from the 3rd of August 2018 with full pay was uplifted with effect from 8th January in line with the court's decision 2021. The audit outcome is qualified for the year 2019 and 2020. We are convinced that the other substantive matters will be addressed through the appointment of senior managers. A further progress report will be presented to the Select Committee and the Minister by the end of June 2021. I thank you, Chairperson, and thank honorable members for the opportunity you have given to us. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable MEC. Let me just check with you. Is there any other person who wants from your team, especially the HOD, who wants to remind the MEC one or two important issues that we might have not raised before I take questions? Are you okay?
We're okay, thank you, Chairperson.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. As politicians, we have good backup of our administration. Yes, thank you very much. With that, can I invite the floor for questions, for clarification? for deliberation, anything from members of parliament? Over to you, the floor is yours. Honorable Sheikh, Honorable Sileku, follow. Only two of you, okay. Over to you, Honorable Sileku, and Honorable Mitalakis. In that order.
Okay, starting
with you, Chair. Good evening, Chair. Who are you starting with, Chair?
I'm starting with you, Honorable Sheikh.
Again, thank you very much.
No, thank you very much, Chairperson, and thank you very much, Honorable MEC, for that presentation. Chair, I think in light of some of our decisions and the fact that there has been a reasonable amount of progress with this intervention, and perhaps I'm also glad that the progress has also been presented, because what I want to just be clarified on, Chair, is the actual time frame when the Section 139.1b would be uplifted, Chair, or lifted. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Silas.
Good evening, Chair, and to the MEC and the HOD and to fellow members of the committee. Chair, mine is basically just a few questions of clarity. Firstly, to the MEC, when the MEC says that council sits per normal and fulfill the responsibility as council, one would have loved to have heard, you know, such a statement from members of council that are currently serving in a particular council. So my question will be, why do not maybe invite, you know, members of councillors from different political parties that can actually attest or confirm what the MEC has been saying in terms of that things have actually changed, there is council meeting, sitting, and they are fulfilling their responsibility. That is the first question. And the second question, Chair, would be, I see in terms of the suspension of the municipal manager, that he was suspended from the 3rd of July 2018, and then it was uplifted on the 8th of January 2021. Now, my question would be, who suspended the MM by the fact that it was uplifted? It means that was not a legal decision. What has been the cost for that particular suspension, and how are they going to recover that amount in terms of the people that actually have suspended the MM, which was illegal based on the courts? And also the third one, Chair, would be basic in terms of, you know, this particular council have a tendency of contesting every decision that is made by the ministry in the province. Can the MEC inform the committee, or maybe take us into his confidence that, you know, they have actually resolved not to challenge any decision whatsoever that the MEC is taking in this particular instance? Or are they happy, you know, with the decision that was taken and they are no longer contesting? And also, Chair, in terms of consequent management, all these challenges, all these cases that these members of this particular council have been contesting, you know, against the MEC, what are the plans to make sure that we recover the money, you know, for all these, you know, challenges that was done in terms of this particular intervention? Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mikalakis.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, if I may, I'm going to leave my camera off due to the internet problem, if you don't mind. Chairperson, my first question that I want to ask you is, I believe, as you've mentioned in the introduction, that, and I remember as well, there were some glitches with regards to informing the NTOP and the tabling and all of that. That wasn't according to what the normal procedure was. So if I remember correctly, what the circumstances was, it would in fact mean that the initial intervention before the NTOP pointed it out was irregular, and that's why it has to be tabled again. Please correct me if I'm wrong. But if that is the circumstances, Chair, I very much want to know who within the provincial department is going to take responsibility for that, because an intervention is not something that we invoke lightly. It actually takes the power away from the democratically elected persons on local government level and invests it into the provincial level. It's not something that is done lightly, and it's not the first time that it gets done in the province. So the province should know the procedure by now. Why was it not followed in the initial instance to such an extent that a repeat was necessary? That's my first question. My second question, Chair, is who reappointed the municipal manager Molala? Was he suspended? I just want some clarity on that. Then I also want to know, Chair, if I read the last slide correctly, most of the things that the provincial government bases its decision to intervene on have actually to some great extent been addressed. So what I want to know from the provincial government is, for how long does it foresee the intervention to have to last if most of those concerns have been making good strides and in some cases even been addressed completely? Is it still necessary for an intervention, and if so, for how long do you foresee it will be necessary to have this municipality under administration? And then my final question, Chairperson, is with regards to then I just want to know, the MEC of the Free State often invokes Section 154 of the Constitution, which is a mandate to him to support the municipalities, but it's not an intervention. I would like to get the MEC's view on this, and specifically on that method of supporting the municipalities instead of a full-scale intervention. And then can we also, as a committee, just get a copy? I don't know, I haven't been supplied with it, but can we just get the directive that was issued to Metsimaholo Municipality prior to invoking the intervention? Usually it is accompanied by a letter before we can move on to intervention. I haven't seen the initial directive letter saying to the municipality that they, the 139(1)A directive. If we can just get a copy of that, I think that would also just make the committee's documentation complete. Thank you very much, Chair. I appreciate it.
Honourable Mr. Mai, followed by Honourable Judicial Minister. Again, I will share present. Share present to the Bureau of the MM Governor, not suspended. Malala, not suspended. I'll be able to tell the actual history. Lebaka ke nna gore no yana a ba buile. Ke ntse ke le go tsama ke go go se wa sasanga ke no le prata le ke nna ba ba buile ke o a bo bo di go a na patalo a na ntse le mo station. A ke ke di wa ntse ke go a buile. Ke a le ba she. Okay. O le go bona bitsa.
Thank you very much, Chair. Good evening, and thanks for the presentation by the MEC. But what I'd like to know from the MEC is the recruitment of senior positions, senior managers in the municipality. What is that? Yes, sir.
Repeat everything. Your line was very bad. You were inaudible.
Do you hear me now, Chair? Chair, do you
hear
me? Yes.
No, not at all.
Can I switch off the
Yeah, switch it off. Let us,
Can I switch it off?
Yeah, switch it off, Honorable Minister.
Thank you very much, Chair. Do you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now, Chair?
Yes, we can hear you very well now.
All right. Chair, what I'd like to know, one of the critical issues that was raised sharply in the previous meeting with the MEC was the issue of recruitment of senior managers. I see in terms of their report, they are saying they are at the advanced stage. For me, it doesn't tell me anything. What I would expect from the MEC is to be specific. If the post were 7 posts in total, we want to know how many to which critical position have they recruited, so that we see that we are moving to the right direction. The other one, Chair, is on the issue of the audit outcome. The reports from presentation from the MEC is saying they are on qualifications, but they are not giving us details in terms of their audit outcome. We know that the qualification, what are the basis of the qualification? Are there any fruitless expenditure, unauthorized expenditure, for how much and what is the process for what? So those are the things that are key for me in this presentation, Chair. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. Let me see. I want us to not before that. I want to make some contribution, and I propose that we must start there. In terms of the invocation of section 139, 1B, and I want you to take us through properly in terms of the procedure itself of what happened in the past and what has happened now, so that we are able to check whether we are, in terms of the right procedure, we are in terms of the law, and there are no problems whatsoever. For me, that should be a starting point. I'm saying this because, firstly, I'm following what Honorable Mitalakis was asking. You are retabling this intervention. Am I correct to say that you want us to approve or to disapprove the intervention? That is the first question. Very clear. You want us to approve or disapprove the intervention, or what is it that you want us to do as the NCOP? Two, in terms of this presentation you made to us, EXCO took a decision on the 11th of February 2020. And in terms of the law, we are supposed to have informed the NCOP and the Minister, of course, within 14 days. I can see, I think it's page 6 of your submission, you say a letter was dispatched on the 28th of February 2020 to the NCOP. Let me just remind you, this is a matter that we contested.
we distributed the information to the then deputy minister about what happened, and that in our view this intervention was not in line with the requirements of the constitution. That is why we are retabling this intervention and EXCO. The provincial EXCO has taken a decision to a proper decision to place the municipality under administration. If you may, take us through that process very slowly about what has happened and at what point did EXCO retake a decision again to place this municipality under administration. I'm asking this question because we want to be meticulous in what we do. We ought to be procedurally correct in what we do, and we do not have unnecessary problems that will cause crisis to the provincial government or the municipality or even the NCOP. Once we have answered that question about what happened, the next question will then follow to say, since EXCO, the provincial EXCO, took a decision to re-invoke Section 139.1b, what has happened until now, so that our discussions must be based on legality. We must be legal in what we do, and for me, once we have called that step, we have answered those questions, it will then be very easy to engage in the questions that honorable members have asked, which in my view are also genuine and pertinent questions about what happened subsequent to that, and how do we resolve the issues of the MM, and how do we ensure that we normalize the situation, the audit opinion, the feeling of position, and all of that. For me, that is quite important, so that in every step of the way, we are legal in our approach. If they just maybe perhaps start there, it will help us to understand quite properly, and so that whatever suggestions and assistance that we may want to provide, we do that with a full understanding of the facts that are before us. Over to you, Honorable MC.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and thank you to honorable members. Just to trace the steps as per your directive, Chairperson, it was on the 11th of February 2020 when EXCO made a resolution to place the municipality under Section 139, and a communication to NCOP Minister and Free State Legislature was on the 25th of February 2020, which is a day outside. Should have been on the 24th. The communication went through on the 25th of February. Now, upon the interaction and advice that we are out in a day, we should find a way to correct that mistake. That's why we are requesting the Senate Committee to consider the matter in terms of approving or disapproving. We understand that it is upon you to make a decision. That's why we make a request. So we have tried now to try to communicate properly and on time to say, can we be please be heard on the matter you are raising. And then, if you allow me, Chair, can I try to respond to comments and questions of honorable members?
Request confirmation that you submitted the request for approval a day before.
I'm aware. Now, since then, did you as the provincial exco took another decision or not? And if yes, when did you do that?
We did, I'm trying to trace the exact date subsequent to that realization, which I would furnish a concrete date. I don't want to sound circuit. But we did subsequent to that realize, and that's why we are making the presentation now, to say we request you to reconsider the matter. But
I get the indulgence of members of the committee, because I think if we don't follow that step, the chain will be broken in the process. That day that you retook or you took a decision against or whatever that you do, it is quite important for this committee.
10th December
2020. What did you do exactly on the 10th of December?
That's when we took a decision to retable the matter.
Before the NCOP?
Before the
NCOP. And the minister. And it only happened when it is retabled to the NCOP?
We made the request.
When did you submit it to the NCOP?
I'm not sure about the immediate date thereafter. But on the 10th, we make the reconfirmation and made a request to the minister and the MCOP.
Okay, that's the most, Mr. Mossman, have you got any information? When was this matter brought to our attention again?
Chairperson, with your permission, what we'll do, I'll consult with the official in MCOP and provide the committee with exact date of the table in Jefferson. I don't want
to guess. That's quite important. That's why it is now. That is quite important because we need to take a decision as a committee in terms of what is it that we need to do in the light of this fact that are on the table.
Okay, Jefferson.
Yes. Let me see. If I do that, you can, in the meantime, answer all the questions posed by members. This is very much important so that what if we agree or we don't agree, if we approve or we don't approve, we do that on the basis of all the information that is on the table, because we also don't want to be seen to be on the wrong side of the law. Thank you very much. You can then proceed answering all the questions as posed by members.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. On the first question of the honorable member, in terms of the envisaged date of ending date of the intervention is October 2020, which will also answer the honorable member Magdalakis also on the period. With regards to why council members and councillors will either Twerker is not invited, I would request Chair, maybe the matter should be at least responded from your side. We were not requested to invite them. Otherwise, we would do so at any given time if we were instructed to do so. The MMS was suspended, and the MM was suspended from then with full pay. And the council, therefore, handled the matter from where I stand. They handled the matter in a shady way, such that the court decided against council and instructed council to bring in. Court decision, therefore reinstated the MMS per the court directive. Yes, there were some implications, but the court ruling does apportion a specific party involved in the court to make payment. And in this instance, on various court rulings, the people who challenged us, the plaintiff in this instance, were the one who were told by court to pay the cost. So the process of recovery is done by through our lawyers to all the, those people, by the municipality and by ourselves. The time frames, I've answered this, is the reinstatement of the MM legal, yes, it is legal, because it's an implementation of a court decision. We are supporting municipalities through Section 154. We've not done it only with this municipality, sorry, that's only under 139. We've done it with all other municipalities. We've been sending officials from court department to support on various functions or fields, in terms of skills, in terms of other programs that they must undertake. So we've been doing it to all municipalities. And this one was also not exception. And the municipality then, on the basis of the skill we have sent to them, in some instances makes decision on how to utilize that skill to benefit municipality. I agree, we will send a copy of the letter that was sent to the municipality, placing them under administration. As to why the MM is back, I honestly, honorable member, I think I've said it's as a result of a high court ruling, and which was not contested even by the municipality. Yes, he was on full pay, and that was not the reason that influenced him coming back. It was a court ruling that influenced him coming back. The how many people? The Section 56, it was six of them, and four of them, the matter has been concluded, and two of them is about to be concluded. Yes, it's true, there are matters raised by the Auditor General of fruitless and wasteful expenditure, and in some instances, matters of corruption, which have been referred to agencies of the state to attend to them, and they are really dealing with that. So I've tried to reply to the questions of honorable members. I'm not sure whether I did that to their satisfaction, but I did my best to do so. Chairperson, on the issue you were instructing us to do, as to when did we send communication to you? From the 10th of December, I think I'm informed that it's the 23rd of December when we communicated to yourselves and the minister and the legislature. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Okay. Okay. If that's the case, it means that every legal step was taken, and that we must declare the first intervention on the 11th of February 2020 a nullity, because it was not done in terms of the Constitution, and we can't use that. And if you took a decision on the 10th of December and that you accordingly informed the NCOP on the 23rd of December, it means that it's in order. It is for us as the NCOP to decide whether we approve or disapprove this intervention. I think there is that clarity obtained, honorable members, and the NEC has responded to the questions which were put forward by honorable members. I'm not sure whether is there anyone further who wants to raise one or two issues based on what I was discussing earlier on with the NEC, as well as the questions that the NEC has responded to.
Yes, please, Chair.
Yes, I see Mama Zuki is your hand up on the initial hand. I see Honorable Mikalakis followed by Honorable Karen Pesa.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, just on one of the last points that you mentioned, that the intervention from February 2020 is void or should be nullified. Chairperson, I completely agree with you. But under those circumstances, Chairperson, an administrator was appointed. In that period, the decisions were made. And if the intervention was null and void or not in terms of the required procedure, then obviously the actions and the decisions from the administrator would also not be valid, firstly. And secondly, an administrator was paid to be an administrator whilst the department did not follow the procedure. Surely there should be some form of consequences over there. We can't just afford that to happen nilly-willy. It should be questioned as well. Then, Chairperson, my other point that I want to make quickly is that I'm not completely convinced and comfortable with the fact or with the intentions of the department to intervene in this municipality. And I'm going to explain to you why. The first point is that we know that between the department and the municipality, there is a bit of a rough relationship, taking each other to court and all of that. That's the first point. The second point is all the issues that were pointed out that led to the municipality being placed under administration. If I read the slide correctly, in the last slide it indicates that those matters have now been addressed. So unless it's for a political reason, I can't see before me any specific reason why this intervention should continue. If I am correct, the budget was even adopted yesterday, and it went through. The municipality is functioning at this step way, which makes it would seem to me, I don't know, I'm not there, but it would seem to me all those reasons why the intervention was put in place in the first place have been addressed. If that is the case, then either the intervention should be lifted or the intervention continues for political reasons. And as I mentioned earlier on, the ideal would be for the democratically elected representatives of the people on the municipal level to continue governing unhindered. And we should not just invoke an intervention just because the municipality does not jump at the instructions of the provincial government. So I am at this stage very, very cautious to say that I agree with the continuation of an intervention. If the department can't put on the table very, very compelling reasons why an intervention is necessary that can't be fixed going forward with a mere example of support from the provincial government. Thank you very much.
Let's not put the cart before the horse. I hear what you're saying, but remember, we are at the point where we interrogate the report of the department and the MEC. We are not yet at a stage where we discuss whether do we approve it or don't approve it. That will be up to us as a committee.
Based
on the facts that are on the table. But I hear what you're saying, but let us first get to explain the issues.
Response to that at least, so that we can have the response on record going into our
discussion. Yes, yes. Well, maybe put it differently and say to the MEC, MEC, what is your view of the fact that if we say the intervention is not warranted, living the normality that is obtained currently in the municipality. That is the essence of what Honorable Mikalakis was saying. And then and second, just kind of up, how do you respond to the first point, that the intervention was properly invoked, documents properly served to the NCOP, to the minister, to all the relevant parties within the stipulated time? What is your view that this one, the first one, was nullity, and because of that, somebody has got to take responsibility for that? The province is experienced or ought to be experienced in terms of the processes to follow to invoke Section 139(1)(b) and costs were incurred as a result of what happened in between the 10th of February or the 25th of February 2020 until the stipulated period of time. Costs were incurred. What is your view in that, or how do you plan to rectify that situation? Maybe you can respond to the two questions. But I saw the hand of Honorable Officer. Let's take that hand. Oh, it's gone. It has disappeared. Okay, just respond to the issues. But I also see the hand of the HOD, Mr. Mokete Duma. Maybe you want to assist me before you come in. I think let's give me the opportunity, and thereafter we'll come back to you. Yes. Or before that, Mama Ethel Nkosi, Honorable Ethel Nkosi wants to raise something, because I want when you respond to the or to all the questions with a view of rounding up the discussion.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Greetings to your good self and the members and the MEC and his entourage. Chair, I just want to check, because when I hear the presentation made by the MEC, he said that after they put the municipality, they put the municipality into Section 139(1)(b), the decision was contested and they went to the court. The court ruled in favor of them. I just want to check that is the intervention already implemented or what? Because taking from the words that you're saying, it's us who must decide whether we approve it or not. I just want to check that, Chair. Thank you very much. Because when I heard even the report that they are stating here, seemingly the report, according to my understanding, they are saying there's work in progress after the intervention that is put in place. But maybe I'm wrong. I just want to get that clarity. Thank you.
No, you are right. It was implemented. It ought to be implemented. And that the NCOP would then be given 180 days to decide whether to approve or disapprove the intervention. In the meantime, it goes ahead. At the point when we disapprove, it gets terminated immediately. But at the moment, if it was the decision was taken on the 10th of December, we'd be informed on the 23rd of December, the intervention is in order. The 180 days can only expire, I think, around the 23rd of June this year. And then it means that the provincial government would have gone ahead with the implementation once we are considering the matter. Yes. I've got part of my best to put up that issue clear on the way, and that the MC can then respond to the two issues which were raised. Starting with, I still go, Mr. Mokete Duma, to help the MC, and the MC will follow.
Yes, Chair. I'm here, and I'm actually ready to deal with some of the issues. That's why initially I had intended to speak before the MEC, because I would not want to speak after him. Protocol doesn't allow, but with this second opportunity, I think I can just provide a clarity on some of the areas, if you allow me, Chairperson.
Yes, you can do that. Yes.
Okay. No, thanks. Let me greet all honorable members in the meeting, including my MEC. Good evening to you all. On the first intervention, if I may say, Honorable Machaklis is correct that it may create a problem for the department in terms of the irregular or unauthorized expenditure, but at least we will be able to place facts before the AG. But however, I want to indicate that the initial contestation on that first one, yes, the Executive Council resolved on the 11th of February to place the municipality under administration. And then MEC went further to communicate that decision on the 20th of February. Now, the contestation has always been legally, when does the Section 139 invocation start? Does it start after that resolution by Executive Council, or does it start when the team starts on the day when they invoke the intervention itself?
The letters proving the fact to the leader we referred to.
Not received any acknowledgement to that effect. Then you are correct. That is the reason why we then said to the Executive Council, if we have not received any concurrence from the NCOP in 180 days, automatically the intervention lapses. That is why we had this item sent to the Executive Council in December to say, this is the situation. We have not achieved some of the targets we've set in terms of the intervention itself. We would need to go there, but because of this problem that the notice to the NCOP is regarded to be late on the basis of arriving on the 25th, the day after the resolution by the Executive Council, when in fact the MEC has gone to introduce the team on the 20th, then our understanding has always been we start counting the 14th day from the 20th, but however, there has been a legal opinion indicating that no, 14th day start from the resolution.
Can the HOD hear me? Yes, please just hear me. Let's not repeat this point. It is not an issue. Yes, can you listen to me, please?
Yes,
not lay this point to rest. It is not the MEC who has invoked Section 139, 1B. It's not the MEC. It is the Provincial Executive Council. Therefore, it follows that it is on that day that they took a decision to invoke Section. What did the MEC send the team a month or 2 months later to the municipality? Because of this and other reasons. The invocation starts on the day that the decision was taken by the Executive Council, because it's not a decision of the NEC, it is a decision of EXCO. And therefore, EXCO has got nothing to do with the implementation of that decision. It must be implemented by the NEC. The NEC can go an hour after the decision was taken, he can go a week, or he can go a month, he can go after 2 months after the decision was communicated. Now, it can be, you say that, there is no clarity, there is confusion as to the actual implementation of that decision. It gets effected immediately after that decision was taken. And in this case, I want us to lay to rest, so that there mustn't be any confusion, that it was taken on the 10th by the Executive Council, a vote that is duly empowered to take that decision. And that it was communicated late, and it's a problem. And the issue that we must respond to now is, because this was not done properly, costs were incurred in the process. An administrator was deployed because you didn't have to wait for the minister or for the NCOP to implement the decision. The question is, what are we doing about those costs that were incurred because they constitute some irregular or unauthorized expenditure? Speak to that and say, this is what we are going to do to regularize this particular matter, and what consequences are going to be taken, because somebody here is at fault and not observing the law in the way that they are supposed to observe the law. And I think that's the question that we must speak to, not the fact that it was supposed to be implemented. It is ESCO that made that decision, and and it cannot be changed by anybody but the executive council itself. Up until it is approved or disapproved by either the minister within 28 days and the NCOP within 180 days. And please speak to that particular issue, please.
Thanks, Chair. I fully agree with you. As I said, at the beginning, the legal opinion showed that the date starts when the resolution is taken. I was coming to that point, and unfortunately, it came in, because I thought it was important to give that type of a background. But at least, Chair, you have also given us a direction to say, our plea is that all the cares, the cost we have incurred, will also have an indirect implications for the department. And that's what we are pleading to say. It must be considered while we are covered also by this provision that says if within 180 days there's no concurrence from the NCOP, it will automatically lapse. And that's what we are relying on. And like I indicated, the minister gave us an approval. It was just the NCOP, and then there has been that ups and downs. But we take everything that you say, and then we'll comply and ensure our plea is that currently there are issues that we must finalize. For instance, the full appointment of the component of the senior managers. It's part of the intervention. I agree that we have achieved almost between 98% to 99% of the targets that we have set ourselves. But we need to finalize these things up until at least we are sure that it's unfortunate some of the timelines might actually even run up to the day or the election. But the Executive Council has said we must request approval until until October. That is the month targeted for the election, local government election. Thanks, Chair.
Let me see over to you. Thank you very much, Chair, and again, thanks to honorable members. Chair, the intervention is not for any political reasons. We actually don't like invoking Section 139, even when I made announcement there. If it can be quoted properly, I said, we have to arrive at a painful decision of putting the municipality under administration. So it's a painful decision because to a large extent, it accounts to generally the support, the functionality, that we give to municipalities and where to arrive at that. So at any given time when there's progress which we have made, which I can also request the committee to allow us to give them a full progress report on the intervention this far so that they on their own make their own decision. But we are pleased with the progress this far. It's true, we will definitely have to attempt to, the administrator was not paid by the municipality in this instance, it was paid by us because we took note that as part of the intervention and support, we must relieve financial burden to municipalities. But the matter will definitely receive attention, Chairperson. Thank you very much. Umar Mukosi, I think the reply has been made. That we did implement the intervention with the same understanding. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much, Honorable MEC, the team. What kind of the things that we do? Because normally, when we receive information from the department, and mostly with other stakeholders, we are making the investment. We sit on our own as a committee to reflect on the report that is before us. I suggest that we must do exactly the same as the committee. We excuse the MEC and the team, and that a report be prepared based on all the facts that are on the table. On Tuesday, next Tuesday, when we meet as a committee, we must allocate about an hour or so, discuss the matter, and thereafter go to submit the report urgently to the House so that before the 21st of June, we must have submitted the report to the House and the House
must have resolved either to approve or to disapprove the intervention based on our recommendation to the House. I suggest that we leave it that there are certain issues that needs to be confirmed and be followed, and that includes the exact date that Moss was supposed to also verify from his side. The fact that we have a discussion, and when once we started that discussion, we will remember fully well what Honorable Mr. Lakis was saying in terms of his own view about the intervention itself. All members of the committee will discuss and deliberate on the on the on the report, and based on that, they take a decision whether to approve or to disapprove the intervention. Let's consider that. And we want to note that we thank the MEC, the Honorable MEC, and the team for coming to us and presenting the Nedzima Holo case. It is always good that we work together. It's always good that as the SGOP, we are not an obstruction. We are trying to support processes, and we resolve problems. The problems at municipal level are huge. The sector or the sphere is full of crisis. There is not yet a proper best solution to go about resolving the crisis at municipal level. We need to always find a way of solving the crisis without apportioning blame to anyone per se. With that, thank you very much. The team from the precinct, you are excused from the meeting. We will proceed with the discussion on the report on human settlement as presented last week. We will excuse. In the meantime, Moss will fly
the chairperson.
Will fly the presentation. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let me just check who else is still around. Honorable Victor Rita, Zandamela, Saeed Sheikh, Asabakliak Pro, Isaac Sinai Kupai, Honorable Michalaki Six, Honorable Esther Seven, Honorable Karim Peser Eight, and myself Nine. Yeah. The report is before us, Honorable members, as you can recall, we discussed. We received a presentation from the Department of Human Settlements, where they presented the annual settlements plan for 2021-22 financial year, as well as the budget allocation for the year itself. We had a deliberation with the department, and we have consolidated the report, and report that we placed before this committee this evening. And I just hasten to say that the debate on both this report and the report on water and sanitation is scheduled for Friday. I'm going, as a normal practice, taking through the observations of the select committee and thereafter the recommendations without taking through the entire report. It is not necessary. These are the key aspects. 8.1. The Select Committee has noted that the revised 2020-25 strategic plan and the 2021-22 annual performance plans were approved by the executive officer and tabled in Parliament on the 15th of March 2021. The department has finalized and approved its 2021-22 annual operational plan in line with the revised framework for strategic plans and annual performance plans. 8.2, the Select Committee has noted that the Cabinet has introduced total budget cut of the Department of Human Settlement amounting to 486.9 million over the 2021 MTEF period. The compensation of employees was cut by 188.2 million over the 2021 MTEF period. Winter services were cut by 100 million over the 2021 MTEF period. The Social Housing Regulatory Authority operational was cut, the Social Housing Regulatory Authority operational was cut by 13.7 million over the 2021 MTEF period, of which 107 million is on compensation of employees. The Social Housing Regulatory Authority institutional investment was cut by 4.3 million over the 2021 MTEF period. The National Housing Finance Corporation fleet capital was cut by 89.3 million over the 2021 MTEF period. The computer skills ombudsman services operational was cut by 4.8 million over the 2021 MTEF period, of which 246,000 is on compensation of employees. The scholarship program of the department was cut by 2.3 million over the 2021 MTEF period. Though the 2021-2022 departmental annual plan and budget allocation was welcomed, the Select Committee, however, raised concerns relating to incomplete housing projects, non-communication with the Buffalo municipality on the accreditation process and outcomes, backlog on title deeds, slow process of filling of vacant positions of board members of the public entities accounting to the department, increased budget allocation for the utilization of consultants, the monitoring of quality houses built before 1994 and post-1994, lack of integrated approach to human settlement that takes into account the provision of housing, clinics, schools, and other social amenities. Based on those observations, the committee made the following recommendations. 9.1, the Department of Human Settlement should provide us the committee with the provincial breakdown of title deeds in the municipalities. The Department of Human Settlement should investigate and provide support to Makassar local municipality on the problem relating to completion of housing projects, including the company that has been contracted to provide the services. The Department of Human Settlement should prescribe the process of filling of vacancies of members of the board serving in public entities accounting to the department. The Department of Human Settlement should provide timeframes on all the planned research as contained in departmental programs and performance indicators. The Department of Human Settlement should provide quarterly reports on the progress and challenges relating to the achievement of the performance indicators contained in the 2021-22 annual performance plan and MCO budget allocation. The Select Committee should, as part of ensuring executive accountability and performing oversight, align its 2021 parliamentary program with the outputs and performance indicators of the 2021-22 annual performance plan of the Department of Human Settlement. The Select Committee should, during 2021 financial period, conduct proactive oversight visits to selected provinces in order to monitor the implementation and completion of the housing projects and the title deeds in the local municipality. Report to be considered by the committee. That's the report, the summary of the report with the observations and and recommendations over to you, honorable members. Any point that you want us to deliberate on?
Chair.
Yes, honorable leader.
Yes, Chair, I'm just checking the issue of accreditation was not part of the that should talk about in terms of recommendation, but threatening of accreditation of metro by the department.
That's right. I was going to talk about this, as well as bringing the report on the urban development program with regard to the metros, in terms of the breakdown, where in which Bloomberg Trade or Malawi was the one that was not spending appropriate. Mark, I've written some comments here, and one of those is the fact that the department will consider the facilitation of the Bakaluni Development Precinct as presented in the committee.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and the last one is 2.2. It was in relation to we will investigate the mining the mining revitalization project.
Okay, sir.
In the city of Matosana. Those people, you have written them down as I was preparing for this report. Any other points before we move for the adoption of the report? If there is none, any mover for the adoption of the report?
I move the adoption of the report with all the...
Honourable British Prime Minister, supported by Honourable Martha Butler.
Yes.
She is also there. I see the hand of Honourable... yes, that is that. Any objection? Yes, it's okay. I've noted that, Honourable Butler. Any objection? Any abstention of the report?
Honourable Chair?
Yes, Honourable Isaac Mbulelosi.
Can you hear me, Honourable Thompson?
Yes, very well, very well.
Mr. D, I would like to abstain on this particular report.
Okay.
Yes, no problem.
Just on a different point, just on procedure, do we have a quorum? Because it looks like our numbers are dwindling quite a bit.
Well, we do have a quorum. It's myself, it's yourself, it's Honorable Silet, it's 3, it's Honorable FN Kos, it's 4, it's Honorable Martha Butler, 5, it's Honorable Saïk, 6, and Honorable Yes. But every time when we started, we were 9, Honorable Mutamai was there, and Honorable, I even asked the question, and that Honorable Zandamela was there, but we are now left 7. Out of 12 members of the committee from the quorum.
Thank you, Chair.
All right, thank you. Do you support Honorable Siletu and the abstention?
Yes, of course, Chair.
Okay, yes. All right, thank you very much. The DA abstains. On that note, the report is supported. I'm not sure, does Honorable Butler, you will line up people who are going to, and accordingly inform people who are going to debate on Friday, like all other parties would do, to ensure that they line up their own people and forward the names accordingly. With that, thank you very much, honorable members, on a cold Tuesday evening, and I hate you once more. Thank you for honoring the invite for this meeting on a very short notice. We had to postpone the meeting from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock, but nevertheless, here we are. We've done well in terms of this. Thank you very much.
Chairperson, with your permission,
yes.
In terms of our approval, our report will be adopted on Thursday, not on next week Tuesday.
Which one?
The report of Free State, Chairperson.
Are we sitting on Tuesday? Okay, it's fine.
Yes,
this coming Thursday.
Yes, Chair, we've got an approval for to sit on Thursday, Chairperson, 2 o'clock.
There's no sitting on tomorrow and
tomorrow the president is not sitting, Chair, in terms of our approval, Chairperson.
Oh, I think that's after the caucus. Okay, it's fine. Also, okay, it's fine. All right, thank you very much. The meeting will be convened at 2 o'clock on Thursday. Thank you very much. The meeting
recording stopped.